I want to speak about today's Torah portion from the scriptures. Today's Torah portion named Bihar, on the mount. This was a time of the Torah given on the Sinai by the Moses, Moshe Rabbeinu. We can find it in Leviticus 25, 25th chapter. This Torah portion speaks us about the year of Jubilee, the special year in the Jewish religious calendar. The year of Jubilee in Hebrew, Shnat HaYovel, year is the year of the end of seven cycles of Shemitah, sabbatical years, and according to the biblical regulations, had a special impact on the ownership and management of land in the land of Israel. This 50th year is sacred. It is a time of freedom and of celebration when everyone will receive back their original property and slaves will return home to their families. This is why another name of this year, Shnat Dror, it means the year of freedom, the year of liberation. The year of Jubilee was a reminder for the Jewish people that even despite the fact that the Lord has brought them out of Egyptian land, Egyptian slavery, and led them to the promised land, the land still belongs to the Lord. The land is belonging to the Lord. Amen. And there were strangers and pilgrims on this land. Now, do we believe or not, the land is belonging to the Lord. He created the land. He created the earth. So it's His. We create to trust to the Lord. We create to have faith in the Lord. Even if we have something in our lives itself belonging to the Lord. We need to remember it. And this special year of Jubilee, year of freedom, it shows us about the Lord's mercy to us and our trust to the Lord in our life. We need to be people of trust who thinks not only about themselves, but love the Lord and live for the good of others. Amen. This is our calling, to live for the good of others and to love the Lord. And I know, if we have a good time in our life and if we are prosper, or if we have difficult times in our life and have troubles, and I want to ask, who have some troubles in your life sometimes? I'm glad I'm not only one. We are the human beings. We need to remember, our life is in the Lord's hands. Only Him. Only Him. He give us health. He give us prosper. He give us blessings. And you know, I came almost 2 years ago from Ukraine. You can feel it in my language. But I can tell you, we are blessed here in America. This is the blessed country. But even here in America, we need to remember about the Lord and about His grace, His mercy, and His protection. When Jewish people enter the promised land, the Lord commanded them to remember the year of Jubilee, to free all the slaves from your land, to release everyone who has something for you, to bless them, to forgive them, because this is the year of Jubilee. This land does not belong to you. It does not belong to you. And you know what? Jewish people, throughout the history, I believe we understand it so deeply. These lands belong to the Lord. We are His belongings. So the Lord showed us and showed to the people of Israel that He told them that they were come out of Egyptian slavery, not in order to become a slaves of the people. Leviticus chapter 25 from verse 39. If your brother has grown poor among you and sells himself to you, you must not subject him to slave labor. Let him stay with you as a hired worker or as a temporary resident. He will work for you until the year of Jubilee. Then he is to be released from you, he and his children with him, and may return to his own family and to the property of his fathers. For they are my servants, whom I brought out of the land of Egypt. They are not to be sold in the slave sale. Can you imagine the sweet taste of freedom in the life of a slave who was not able to make himself free, and now he received freedom from the Lord in the 15th year of Jubilee? Can you imagine this joy, this happiness, this heart's feel of joy and for the Lord because of what He's done for us? When I read these places, you know, my heart is joyful so much and thankful to the Lord for everything. To be a slave, it means lose your inheritance. Be separate from the blessings and roots of your family. To be a slave, it means to be a thing. But the Lord, He called us to be a people, people of freedom, people in the freedom of the God's love. And Lord care about every one of us. He is the Lord of Abraham, but it's not the end. He is the Lord of Jacob, and it's not the end. And He, the Lord of Isaac. He is the Lord of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is the Lord of family. Let's say together, the Lord of family. He takes care not only about me. He loves not only about me, but He loves all my family. And it gives me joy and peace to understand it. When He calls Abraham, He called out not only Abraham by himself, but He called out His son, His grandson. He called out all of us to His love, into His care. So He so much loves us because He is the Lord of love. And we are His children. And our main inheritance in the Lord, He is our Father and our Master. According to the will of the Lord, every one of us should return first to the Lord. Make tshuva. Tshuva, it means return to the Lord. 180 degrees from your own ways. You go into one direction against the Lord. You want to do what you want to do. You live for yourself. You're doing everything. But now, the Lord called you to make tshuva, to repent. Go back to Him. To remember who He is in your life. This was the year of Jubilee. Everyone in Israel, in the Israel land, should remember who is the Lord. I'm not the Lord of my life. And I can tell you, you are not the Lord of your life. Amen. It's so important to understand. Rich people are supposed to humble themselves during the year of Jubilee. When they gave freedom to their slaves and show mercy to their brothers, Israelites. And I can tell you, it's not easy. They used to have slaves. But now the special year of Jubilee, and they're supposed to release the old slaves to the freedom, to give them freedom. And people who were slaves and lost everything they had, money, family, land, houses, and even their own freedom, had this unique opportunity to receive all this back from the hands of the Lord. This is why the Jewish tradition connects Shnat Yovel, or Year of Jubilee, with the Messianic expectations. According to Jewish tradition and according to the teaching of the Torah and prophets, Messiah will come after the great Shuva, repentance, and He will bring restoration, forgiveness, freedom to the Jewish people. This is a hope for the nation of Israel, for our nation, the Mashiach, Messiah, Anointed One. And as a Messianic Jew, we believe, and I believe, that we are living in the year of Jubilee, the year of Yeshua, the year of salvation. Yeshua from Hebrew, you know what it means from Hebrew, you know probably, salvation. People say Jesus, they don't understand what they say, but Jesus from Hebrew, Yeshua, and it means salvation, year of salvation for every one of us. Amen. In the beginning of His ministry, Yeshua proclaimed the Messianic promise from the Jewish prophet Isaiah 61. And I want to read it from verse 16, Luke chapter 4. This is a Brit Hadashah, Jewish New Testament. And He came to Nazareth, Yeshua, where He had been raised, as was His custom. It was His custom. Every Shabbat, he came up to speak in the synagogue. He went into the synagogue on Shabbat, and he got up to read. When the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him, he unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written. And from verse 18, "The Ruach Adonai is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release of the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free the oppressed, and to proclaim the year of Adonai's favor, year of Jubilee, the special year of forgiveness, of freedom." Verse 20, he closed the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. All eyes in the synagogue were focused on him. Then he began to tell them, "Today is the scripture has been fulfilled in your ears." Today, the scripture has been fulfilled. And you know, what's the year today? Can you help me? What is the year? 2016. It was fulfilled 2016 years ago already. He brings the freedom into our life through his ministry. He brings to us the light of the peace of the Lord in our hearts. It's so important to remember, to understand it. His first disciples were Jews who grew around the temple and were Torah observant. When we read the Acts, we can see that at the first day when Rabbi Shimon came to speak about the Yeshua, about the good news of salvation from Yeshua, 3,000 people gave their lives, made Shua, and all of them were Jew. They came to the Lord because they recognized in him the Messiah, the promised one, the ones who came from the Father's heart, according to the Torah and prophets. So they follow him. And next day, you remember how many people came to him? 5,000. And many of them were priests who know Torah very well, who know traditions, because they recognize him. His life, his teaching was about Torah, about life according to the Torah. He brings new understanding of the Torah to the Jewish people, to us. So he is the great teacher. He is great rabbi. And not only, he is the Lord and Savior for our lives. I want to read some of the places from prophetic prophecy about him. In his ministry, his ministry was filled with the miracles, with the answers from the Lord, with the signs. It was the year of Jubilee on the land of Israel. People's life were restored through his ministry to them. And he fulfilled 324 prophecies in the Tanakh. 324. He fulfilled them. We can find it in Tanakh, in Torah. So he brings this to life. I want to read a few of them. Messiah is to be born in Bethlehem. One of the prophecies. Messiah is to be born in Bethlehem. Second, Messiah is to enter Jerusalem on a donkey. Please don't be afraid. I will not read 324. I will read only a couple of them. Messiah is to be betrayed by a friend. And he was. You remember how he was? We can read it. Messiah is to be sold for 30 pieces of silver, and he was. Messiah is to be executed by crucifixion, by having his hands and feet pierced, and he was. And he was. He was pierced for us. You know, some of the Jewish people, they're waiting for Messiah ben David. But he came as Messiah ben Joseph, who take our sins upon himself. Who was crucified for our sins. Messiah is to be raised from the dead. And you know what? You know what's happened? He was. He was. We don't believe in the dead Messiah. We believe in the life Messiah, living Messiah. We not believe in the God who did miracles long time ago and who nothing to do with us today. We believe in the Lord who did miracle, who has miracle for us today and who we will do tomorrow. And we believe in Messiah who rose from the dead, who destroyed power of death and sin and bring us freedom for our personal lives. We believe in this Messiah. We believe in our Lord. He is great. And I want to read from one of the greatest prophetic verses in the scriptures. It's Isaiah 53 from verse 3. This is Jewish prophet. This is Tanakh. This is not Brit HaChadasha. But this is prophetic words about the coming of Messiah, about his works, about his miracles. And I want to read it from verse 3. Can we look? Yes, thank you so much. It's hard to read probably, but I will read here. People despised and avoided him, a man of pains, well acquainted with illness, like someone from whom people turned their faces. He was despised. We did not value him. In fact, it was our diseases he bore, our pains from which he suffered. Yet we regarded him as punished, striken and afflicted by God. If you read Brit HaChadasha, you can see how people treat him when he was on the cross and he died for us. They told him, if you are Son of God, come out of the cross. Show us the power. Show us your power if you are the Lord, if you are Son of the living God. But he took our punishment upon himself. He paid the price of redemption. He paid the price of our freedom. He died that we can be alive today. But he was wounded because of our crimes, crushed because of our sins. The discipline that makes us whole fell on him, and by his bruises we are healed. Healed. We all, like a sheep, went astray. We turned each one to his own way. Yet Adonai laid on him the guilt of all of us. I spoke about Shuva before. As a sheep, you know, sometimes sheep are like to go in different direction. But you know what? I can tell you. The sheep, they are listening the voice of the shepherd. And if you are sheep, you can listen and you can hear his voice when he invites you in his beautiful, beautiful place, his kingdom. When sometimes people hearing about the New Testament, sometimes immediately they thinking, it's not for the Jews. New Testament is for Gentiles, for the rest of the world. We don't have New Testament. But this is not truth. New Testament, this is a promise from the Lord through Jewish prophet Jeremiah. And can we open the next slide? To the people of Israel, and through the people of Israel, to all the nations on the earth. Today, billions of the people from all the world believe and worship to the Lord God of Israel, to the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sometimes they even don't understand this, but it's happened. The Lord showed his mercy through the Messiah. And I want to read a small place of this scripture, Jeremiah 31. Behold, days are coming. It is a declaration of Adonai. I want to pay attention. Whose declaration is it? Adonai. It's not the words from prophet Jeremiah. It's not his opinion about this. This is the declaration of Adonai. Spirit of God, Ruach HaKodesh, bring this understanding, this revelation to the mouth of the Jeremiah, to his heart, to his mind. Behold, days are coming. It is a declaration of Adonai. When I will make new covenant with him, with whom? With the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not like the covenant I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. For they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them. It is a declaration of Adonai. Second time, the Lord trying to keep our attention. I will bring the new covenant with you, the house of Israel, Jewish people, my nation, my beloved one. I love you so much, and I will have new covenant with you. But this is The covenant I will make with the house of Adonai after those days. It is a declaration of Adonai. I will put my Torah within them. On the Shavuot time, soon we will have Shavuot. The Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, came upon the Talmidim of Yeshua, his followers. And the living Torah bring these commandments into their hearts, deepest of the deepest in the people's life. So beautiful, so powerful. Yes, I will write it on their heart. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will each teach his neighbor or each his brother, saying, "Know Adonai," for they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. It is a declaration of Adonai. For I will forgive their iniquity, their sin I will remember no more. This is the promised year of Jubilee. Forgiveness, love, through the redemptive work of the Messiah Yeshua. We are the people who desperately need forgiveness in our lives. We need to be forgiven. We need to have fellowship with the Lord. Every one of us, we have special place in our hearts, and it's empty without the Lord. And he promised to bring this redemption. He promised us to bring this peace with the Lord. When Yeshua came, he preached the gospel, good news. What does it mean, gospel? Gospel is Greek word. It's translation to Russian. I can't know what is Russian. Хорошая новость. In English, it means good news. What is the good news of Yeshua? Very simple, but very powerful. Once I receive Yeshua in my life, I receive this good news, and my life had changed forever, completely. What is this message? Very simple. The Yeshua died for you, for your sins. He take your sins upon himself. He paid the price. And now you can be forgiven by the Lord. And this is the good news. You can have peace with the Lord. Wow. This is the dream, to have forgiveness, to be forgiven once and forever. To experience the love of Adonai today because of the Ruach HaKodesh, Spirit of the Lord. He is with us today. And you know what? I don't want to take more time from you, but I want to tell you in the end, we need this in our life, every one of us, every one of us. From all the nations of the world, we need to have forgiveness in our life. We need to have peace. We need to be close with the Lord, with our Father. This is, we made for it, to have fellowship with the Father. So we can't come to him. We can receive this freedom from condemnation, from sins, from slavery in our life. Yeshua died in Jerusalem for us on the Passover days. He is the Lamb of God who takes sins of the world. And he rose again for our justification. Amen. I want to end with a prayer. And I want to invite you, if you never made Teshuvah in your life, if you never think about yourself as a sinner, this is the great time. Nathan speaks to you about this. We need to make Teshuvah to the Lord. I don't want to pull you or bring you or just, you know, push you. It's our decision. Our life decision. Once in a life we can make this decision to follow the Lord, to make Teshuvah after the Lord. I want to help you. I want to pray to the Lord in the Yeshua's name for forgiveness. And if you want to pray with me, you can do it with all your heart. Just open your heart before the Ruach Adonai. This is the year of Jubilee. You can be free from slavery. You can have joy of eternal life. You can have promises from the Lord. You can enter the Messianic age by your faith. Because every price already paid for you. Amen. I want to pray. Our Lord, our Father, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I come unto you, Lord, and ask forgiveness from all my sins, Lord. Thank you so much for great price for my life. Thank you so much for promised Messiah, who is Yeshua. Lord, I accept Messiah in my life and ask, forgive me. Fill me with your spirit, Lord, with your love, with your new life. Beshem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. I'm joking. Today we have special time of Anek, and I want to invite Nathan and his family to proceed to Shalom Center. And how we'll do it? We have special exits here. You see this and that. So we will ask them to go through this exit, these doors, to the Shalom Center. It's on the road and lake. We'll have special time of Anek fellowship. You're welcome to come, every one of you. And before we will close the service, we want to allow them to go. And also, only one thing. When you will go to the Anek, please don't forget your children, okay? I know we prayed for them, we love them, but we need to keep them. They're ours. So we want to allow them to go because I know it's so hard to go out from here after Bar Mitzvah. So you're welcome to go. We love you so much. Thank you for everything, Nathan. You did a great job. And in the Shalom Center, we can bless Nathan. We can give him gifts and pray for him. He will be available for us all this time. So let's stand and pray together. I want to invite my wife to the stage and pray together. Please find someone and not be alone. We are the family, Mishpacha. It's a wonderful time together. Let's pray. Yevarechecha Adonai. Vehishmerecha Yaher Adonai panavelecha vihunecha Isa Adonai panavelecha veyasem lecha shalom. Lord, thank you so much for your face, for your light upon us. Thank you so much for your blessings in our life. Thank you so much for each day on this earth with you. Thank you so much for joy, for peace, for shalom in our hearts. Thank you for everything. Beshem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Shabbat shalom. Welcome to Shalom Center to have an Anek. You can also go through this door to Shalom Center. Shabbat Shalom.